Hello! And welcome to a very special episode of Radio Redux. It's an extra one. We're bored. Welcome to the drive time hour on Sega Sonic Radio. Bored. This is the song I thought you might recognise, actually.
That one.
See, it's that one. Everyone knows it's that one. Everyone recognises it. It's like the sound of the 80s. But it's actually a band called... It's a jazz band called Mezzo Forte, and the song's called Garden Party. And it just... It was on Jazz FM the other day. It was like, oh, that's it! Wow!
Many other tracks.
That, I mean, yeah, that's just that awesome. Yeah, like that mariachi one that was brilliant. Oh, it doesn't exist.
Was it Sunshine Mariachi?
No, Mariachi Carnival, which sounds like a Sonic level actually. You are entering Mariachi Carnival Zone. You got to watch out for evil possessed. Amigos. That's what you have to do, of course. Yes, but hey, it's us two. We're taking over your radio station. Because, god damn it, we can. We just felt like playing a load of tunes, actually. Right at the beginning, just to get you in, you know, the mood, we had the Midnight Step version of the Radio Redux theme, which is, you know, chilled and cool. So you know you're with us. So you're in. I was gonna say safe hands, but good hands are probably good more hands. Accurate. Good / average hands. Average.
Mine are very soft.
Very soft. Yeah. Hands that do dishes are as soft as your face, although not mine, obviously, because I've got a massive beard on going at the moment. But yes, yeah, so hello to all those who are actually listening in and now wondering what the heck is going on. Why? Let's go down the Radio Sega. We're not in Radio Sega. SSR. Voluptuous Spy, Voice, Trigon, Tricky, Strong Bad, Staff, Speedtrick, Sonic AD, Silver Sonic, Shadid, Shadix, Croft, who's presumably got a massive pair of pistols. Ringtail Fox, Miles Prower, Foxboy Mick, Farmer Mir, D'Artagnan, Dark Overlord, Darkness Flare, Blake and AEK of Baldness, Underscore Spondy, MK by Apper and Chambot. Hello to you. But we're going to be playing tracks for the next, what, hour? Maybe? A bit less?
Who cares?
We don't care. Is it? We're not on anyone's time. Is anyone on? No.
Bloody midnight.
Yeah. Which is why the midnight step was rather appropriate. Because yeah. It's actually 11:30 now.
It's still midnight. Round it up.
Yeah, you round it up. It's 11:30. You round up halves. Yeah. Makes sense. I'm glad you're here. Right. We're going to have... I say it's drive time hour. We have chilled music. We have all sorts of music. But we're also going to have hard rock music. Because, you know, there's nothing says chill out more than some hard thrash metal. And works. Yeah, some guitar. It works for me.
It does work for you, actually.
It does work for me, actually. It does. It also does. What should we have first? What's on the bridge? Well, so that's something from the new album. Which is called AB3. It's like ABC. C sounds a bit like 3.
And it's their third album.
They're doing the whole Led Zepp thing of having some number down. And it's in Roman numerals as well, therefore it's much more cooler. We're going to play... I'm going to say... Wonderful Life. No, that's a bit long. Cool. Still Remains. There we go.
Yeah.
Still Remains from Alter Bridge is coming up next. So you're going from Mezzo Forte to Alter Bridge on Sega Sonic Radio.
Who does that?
Well, you know what's really funny? Is that I'm guessing it's appearing on Sonic Stadium at the moment at the top. And now I was like, Alter, what?
Yeah,
hey, you gotta come over to the Radio Redux Rextra show. Oh yeah, we're throwing the whole idea of the season being over out the window. That's how bored we are. But yes, we're here, we're live, we're drinking Coke.
And Pepsi.
That's important, that differential. But so coming next, it's Alter Bridge, Still Remains, from their recent album, AB3. And we'll be right back after these wondrous sounds. Alter Bridge there with Still Remains. What we're going to do is we're both going to pick songs from our individual music collections, which are pretty varied.
Definitely very varied.
We've got
some of them are the same, some of them are
different. But I mean, we both has like all sorts of music, don't we? So so you're going to have quite a eclectic mix anyway. But the next choice is Blake's, so I'm going to watch. Well, you best tell me what you want, actually.
Well, Frank Lepaki, who does the Command Conquer games, he was in a band once, Home Cooking, back in 2000.
I do actually remember Home Cooking then.
They broke up, and then they, of course, he was doing the games and all that. And they're going back on tour to this year, because he's got nothing else to do, I think.
It was a bit like the show, we've got nothing else to do.
Pretty much. Got nothing else to do, go somewhere. But basically, we're going to play one of the songs. It's basically jazz, funk, and all that sort of stuff mixed into like one sort of thing, so it's going to be pretty good. So if you want to play...
Which album? Because there's two albums you've got. Which is the Pink in the Middle.
The 2001.
2001, Pink in the Middle.
Do Keep On Moving.
Keep On Moving. Okay, so Home Cooking, we keep on moving. We're going to keep on moving. You do as well. You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio. Sort of, I guess.
Ish.
Like that!
Hit it!
Rolled up to the blackjack table, $100 in my hat. Sat down to a couple of drinks and left with a cold hard grin. Walked over to a crowded street, betting on the boyard. Didn't have to check my game, already filled my scorecard. I am blown all my ambition, running in another man's race, until I finally came to my senses and another sucker took my place. Moving in the right direction, move so fast, mirror can't catch my reflection. catch my reflection. Keep on moving. 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 Keep on moving.
Keep on moving indeed. Home cooking now. From the 2000 album Pink in the Middle. Right, I guess this is my choice now. Yep. I was just flicking through to see what we could have. And one thing's in my mind, which is actually a Beautiful South song, because I'm... If I was back in the day, I'm a big Beautiful South fan. If you don't know the Beautiful South, they actually have I think it's the second most successful songwriting duo in British pop history, and any people who beat them are Lennon McCartney. Mm. I think that was even sort of really like close in terms of hit making. Anyway. The most prolific or whatever it is, and it's actually Heat and Robbery. Now, the song I'm going to play you isn't actually featured on any of the albums. It was a B-side of a single from the Painting It Red album, which came out in about 2000. I remember, so I've got another 2000. Mm-hmm. So, and that was a double album. So this did not make it onto a double album. And I've honestly got no idea why, because it really is my favourite Beautiful South song. It's more... I'm fond of a lot, like Blackbird on the Wire and Rotterdam and all the songs like that. But this song is called Moths. It's quite a bittersweet song, actually. It's about, you know, people not necessarily being, you know, the outlandish, the wallflowers, if you like. It's about the average person, in a way, and how it's not like they're choosing the run of the mill because they want to choose the run of the mill. It's just the way things are. Anyway, so here's this song. So it's 3 minutes. It's a little sad, little bittersweet song, but we'll be back with probably something pumping in a minute or so.
It depends.
It depends upon Blake's choice. He could be crazy.
Or not.
I say could be.
He is really. Like the tiger chases human, like the human chases stars. We're not like bees who profess to love flowers, then just penetrate and fly. Climb on board, enjoy yourself, then head toward the sky. Cats and dogs wouldn't have to chase, and the shore brighten up our dullest skies. Just cause there's butterfly catchers doesn't mean they're the only prize. It's not as moths, we're jealous of the life of butterflies. Cause moths like us don't love the light. We just hang around, we hang around and chill. We know the light's not best of friends. suckers, we're suckers for the thrill. That thrill will take the easy route, then shrivel up and die. Pretend to whet your appetite, then suck a person dry. Cats and dogs wouldn't have to chase, and the shore brighten up our dullest skies. Just cause there's butterfly catchers doesn't mean they're the only prize. It's not as moths, we're jealous of the life of butterflies.
Beautiful South and Moths. That's a nice, sweet song. It's pop. I should have mentioned because I completely forgot. It was sort of quite a bit about relationships, really, as well. And you know, hey, pretty girls, don't forget us. We're just the normal, good-looking guys. We're the good guys. We're not the ones that are going to treat you bad and what have you. Coming up next, we're going to have a mutually agreed track, which honestly would have been one of mine anyway, and that's Siva with Remedy from the Karma and Effect album, which is superb. It's the creepiest front cover. Seriously, it freaks you out. I remember when I used to work in a music shop and I played that at closing time, they wanted to rocking out of this. After that, we've got one of my tracks, which is from the band Seven Dust, and it's the song Enemy, which is from the album Seasons, which is a great little album as well. So we've got 6:30 exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Woot.
Amazing.
The music. It's almost like we planned it, except we didn't. We're good at this. We're good at this. But yeah, enjoy this. This is slightly more up-tempo, shall we say, than the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking!
I won't defend you anymore, you see. But
Siva with Remedy and Seven Dust with Enemy. Remedy and Enemy.
Do.
And then we're going to have some Dream Theater up next.
Yeah. War inside my head.
Is it?
Yes, there is quite a war inside my head at the moment.
I know the feeling. Oddly enough.
There's always a war. How long has that been going on? Like,
Far too long.
Oh dear.
So this is from, which album is this from?
6 Degrees of Inner Turbulence.
Awesome. So,
Disc 2.
Specifically, Disc 2.
Yes.
We're going to something slightly milder after this.
Maybe.
That was my choice after this. That we're gonna...
It's your choice after this.
Yeah.
Depends what you want.
Yeah, I've got an idea.
Do you really?
Funny enough, it's this track that we might have just... acquired. Although saying that afterwards, I was thinking of Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra. Because that's just super... Actually, I'm just going to put it in. Okay. So we're going to have the awesome combination of the Steve Miller Band... After some Dream Theater, and Sam goes weird.
The combination was too much, right?
The awesome was too much.
Find play.
It really is. Where is play? I don't know anymore.
Drop iTunes now. It might be important. iTunes. Okay,
that's not help. That's not help at all. Okay. Minimize. Like, yay! Anyway. Here's Dream Theater, and afterwards I'm taking you into midnight and the wonders of Wednesday. It was Steve Miller Band. Not Steve Miller Band, that sounds like he's one of the... he's the Fern Miller Band, yeah, brother. He's Steve Miller Band. No, it's the Steve Miller Band. But first, Dream Theater. Never know what that war was waging inside of.
Never.
It just occurred to me here that all my songs seem to be have some sort of sexual connotation about them. This is in no way deliberate, honest to goodness. Although saying that, I think Seven Dust's Enemy is kind of against that rule. But yeah, it's the last couple. Up next after this, we've got another Blake song. Yeah, another Blake song. Tell us what's going to be now, because I've gone off of Steve Miller Band a bit. Now I've come to that realisation that I have, yeah.
Not
pick anything else. No, I'm gonna.
There is one song you know.
I was gonna do Bentley Jones Down in Tokyo, but that's got overtones as well. So I'm. What's going on? That's all about a relationship that's gone sour, or something's happened in Tokyo that doesn't want to be told about. So I'm just gonna pick something else. You tell the listeners. No one's listening anyway in the IRC chat room.
Oh, maybe they are.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Didn't pay attention to the channel. Suddenly radio. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Like, what, an hour?
Half an hour. Yeah, we're disappointed actually. But anyway, tell everyone what about it before it starts.
I've got Dean Martin next, just because it's something different. It's from Fallout as well, and Mafia 2 and all those, you know, games really.
Awesome.
Soundtracks on.
Awesome. D'Artagnan says you have listeners.
Really? Cool.
Awesome.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Ain't that a kick in the head, which has nothing to do with sex.
Hopefully. I don't think it is anyway.
Very violent sex. Really.
Can one guy be?
Oh, I see.
Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat?
Do you want to take this one back?
I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? The fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just to be. My life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick. Oh, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick.
Oh, there we go. Radio Redux Rextra, the only show where you can get the beautiful salve, the Steve Miller Band, Dean Martin, all talking about having sex.
You can put Home Flipping on there, though, but that's more X-rated than that.
For more dubious content, please install the hot coffee mod to this particular show. Anyway, we're going to go off in a slightly more different direction now. We're going to have some... Hopefully. Although, frankly, I would be surprised if this has got something as well at this rate. From Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. The Key Roll Station, as you may recognise this from. It's Eddie Rabbit and I Love a Rainy Night. And we weren't going to play Amos Moses, but I just don't want the prospect of the crocodile getting amorous, frankly. That's the last thing we need. So Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night. Especially when I'm indoors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dry.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine. Puts a smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love.
March from low and grin. I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see somebody's brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if it isn't you, they're not so bad. Another bride, another Jew, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee.
Okay, we're deliberately putting your leg on that one, that particular one. No, here's something completely different.
Yes.
12 Stones versus Killswitch Engage. This fire burns as one. To answer the question of Silver Sonic, who's probably jumping up and down at home, judging by the...
I did when I first heard it.
Yeah. There's a remix, or a mashup remix there,
there's,
guy.
There's four.
There's four.
But there's a top two tier.
There's a top two tier, and one of them's there's Keith Fairway mashups, and then there's Eric Minnesota, who mashes up various things, and it doesn't just stop with the wrestling themes or anything like that.
Goes into actual music.
But that was this Fire Burns by Killswitch Engage, which is CM Punk's theme, and it was versus 12 stones with. We are one. And it's mashed together. Mashed together. It's put done very, very quickly. And it sounds awesome. And Silver Sonic wants to know where Silver Sonic can get hold of it. And I will say the word Silver Sonic as many times as possible.
Silver Sonic.
But this fire burns as one. Not only that, I'll send you a there we go. There's a link at the bottom in the, you know, the
comment
information things, and there's a media share link, or there should be. Go grab it, have fun. We can have another one of those in a second, most likely, unless there's anything that Blake wants to particularly have.
Not really, actually.
Not really.
No.
I'm trying to think of something cool. How was that?
For that track we got.
Oh, there's that track.
Yeah.
This was on. We were doing the washing up. And basically this came on, and I started singing alternate lyrics to it very, very quickly. But it's actually it's the Cars with Drive, which if I can find the music folder, there we go. Just probably it's lurking in here somewhere. Drive, here we go. Sweet. Let me just pop that in there. Cars of Drive. You'll probably end up answering the questions that are being asked. And just imagine you're being asked this by somebody, a female person probably that you know, who just keeps wanting answers to the questions you've already answered. You're listening to Mellow Radio Redux. Sega Sonic Radio. Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking cars with Drive.
Who is going to drive you home tonight? On the show?
Who's going to drive? Who's going to drive you home tonight? Probably a taxi driver.
Or bus driver.
Maybe a bus driver. Maybe you'll drive yourself if you can afford a car.
Or if you're not drunk.
Or if you're not drunk. Are you a designated driver tonight? Awesome. Welcome to Sing Along. We've sort of moved on now to the 80s, so we're going to have...
Just because I brought up my massive 80s
one. I immediately pounced on it and just went, ooh, we'll have some of that. We're going to have some Ultravox next. Why the hell not? You know? And we're going to... Well, it starts with Tears in My Eyes. Do you want to say a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm dancing with tears in my eyes.
Tears of laughter. Or is it sadness? I don't know.
A bit of both.
Are you driving home?
I'm not slightly drunk.
I'm driving because straight after that, I'd be running up that hill. See what I did there? It's called a link. And, which is actually Placebo from the Covers album. And they're actually covering Kate Bush. If you didn't know what that song, who did the song originally, Kate Bush, of all people. And it was one of the weird things that when I was out in Japan, there was two pieces, there was music, well, first of all, the album that was being sold everywhere was the Beatles' Blue and Red album. I went to Tower Records in Shibuya, and that was it. That was everyone going nuts for the Beatles' Blue and Red album, which I bought from 76, 79. Mm-hmm. Wow, music takes like 31, 40 years to cross to Japan from the UK. That's impressive. Music is officially slower than plague. This is quite funny. But the other thing that was being played, bear in mind it was like the very first day of November. We managed to get Christmas music. But the other thing that they just would not stop playing was Kate Bush. So we've not got her, but we've got her song. So we've got Ultravox with Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, because my father was a clown. And he was run over by the elephant. Following that up with Placebo with Running Up That Hill. And there's no driving involved, except the elephant. His coughing squeaked, you know. Mark Overall said that they'd be scared if I had Kate Bush. I have Kate Bush. That sounds like a request to me. Why would Kate Bush be in my house right now? You know what, I don't particularly want to know about Santa and his chimney and whatever else going on with it, so we're going to move on to running up that hill, I think. Thank you. Welcome back to the Radio Redux. Nighttime hour now as we wind down with the 80s. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of the 80s actually.
Except for the N one,
which is not ish. The 80s at all. Although it is, it get your 80s. It's 80s-ish. You've got another Eric track to end the show with. Because it's
getting 1 o'clock now.
20 to 1, so yeah, I'm rapidly approaching 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us need to get sleep because they're up to go to work tomorrow, doing stuff.
I don't know what you're doing.
To do with hedgehogs.
Hedgehogs. And things.
Apparently, everyone wants Sonic Adventure 3, which is, here's me thinking we'd already had what. 5 adventure games. Mm. Name them all for a bonus prize. Name the 5 adventure games. Not counting the fact that Adventure and Adventure International Edition are different things.
Hmm. You're talking to me now?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Me?
Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you intently. I'll give you a clue. The one of them is Adventure 1 and one of them is Adventure 2.
Adventure 1 and Adventure 2 Unleashed.
It has to end in Adventure for it to be Adventure. Okay. There are 5 adventure games.
You mean with the maps, yeah?
There are 5 adventure Pops. Games. Yep. Dire Rod is insisting that Not Heroes or Shadow of Day 6. I didn't... None of those are. Mainly the fact they don't have the word adventure in them.
Unleashed in Colours as well. I don't know.
You're right on the first one. Because Sonic Unleashed is Sonic World Adventure. Okay, do you want me to...
Yeah, please.
Okay, well, the first one... Okay, chronologically, the first one is Tails Adventure. You made a really weird noise there, don't you? So you suddenly realised. Then you got Sonic Adventure, then you got Sonic Adventure 2. Then you have Sonic Rush Adventure. Then you have... Then you have Sonic World Adventure. So everyone's like, we need more adventure games. You've had them. What do you think? What do you think Sonic Unleashed mostly was? I mean, it was called Sonic World Adventure because it was that adventure style. And it was like, oh no, all these hub worlds and things. Oh dear, don't quite have any other. Oh no, adventure fields. Why have you given us adventure fields? Because you wanted adventure fields. You wanted it to be an adventure game. What's the point of having an adventure game without the adventure fields? It doesn't. Although saying that, of course, Adventure 2 didn't have the adventure fields, did it? But... No. Oh, and Sonic Pocket Adventure. I forgot Sonic Pocket Adventure. There we go. So there's actually 6. There's 6, but 5 of them have the word Sonic in it. Mm. So I'm technically right that there's still 5 Sonic. See, haha, I win. AUK always wins in the end.
You're asking the guy who, you know, doesn't really pay that much attention to Sonic.
You really should.
Should I really? I don't think.
Yeah, coming up next, because it's going to be 1 o'clock by the time this finishes, it's time for to go
west.
Go west.
Go west, but go west now.
Go west. Because the Pet Shop Boys say young so. Man. Go west, young man! I officially invite you to march up and down to this. Well, we have some late night food, some noodles and two slices of plain bread in my case. Here's the Stranglers, Golden Brown.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down, with my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
We are back. Sorry about that. One last track, which is another one of those Eric Minnesota mashup things, where he's taken, which was this, Shaman's Breakfast.
Yeah.
And they took a bit of a risk actually and mixed that Broken Dreams with Turn the Page by Metallica, which actually a Bob Seger song which they covered. But yeah, it's pretty freaking awesome, and we're actually gonna end the show on that. So another mashup to end the show.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we have to do one of these again sometime. It was kind of crazy. It was so random. We drew Resident SD in to the chat just to point out about the Sonic Pocket Adventure. And then he left again.
He left.
It was too random for him.
A bird with wings.
It's too orangey for crows.
Really?
Yeah, Resident SD's a crow.
I see.
I shouldn't have mentioned that. It's actually a secret. He goes to great lengths to actually hide his feathers.
And look what you've done.
Although, admittedly, the beak's pretty much a giveaway. At least now he can cosplay as the Doctor from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's one plus.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, he can do a living as that, you know, probably.
I know.
Maybe that's actually in his future.
A doctor?
No, yeah. Maybe that's in his selling potions. I have lotions and potions.
Come by Mercury niches.
Mercury asphalt and
jars of leeches.
Jars of leeches, yes. Essence of
crushed something.
Essence of asbestos and things like that. You drink this sodium nitroglycerin. You stand by this match. Stand by this candle. And I want you to hold your breath and then exhale over it and see what happens.
Yeah,
but perhaps we'll do another one of these some point.
Maybe.
Maybe. Anyway, Blake's going to finish his noodles.
Yep.
And I've...
going to finish off your...
my coke, because the bread is gone.
Poor thing.
My two slices of bread, which is... I've been sent up to bed with a slice of bread.
Like he never got a glass of milk.
Because I'm poor. You see.
Like it wasn't a glass of water.
Yeah, this is a glass of water, yeah. In the old day, we get we say that, there's less than a centimetre left.
That's a centimetre and a half, I think you'll find.
I think you'll find that most of that's actually glass. Ha.
Ha-ha.
And also illusion of said glass, and it's you know, capabilities of magnification. Anyway, we had a crazy time. We're going to end up doing like 1 hour 40 minutes of this.
It's going to be weird.
It's going to be weird. Good luck doing the show notes, whoever's doing them.
Sophia.
Well, it's her own fault. She's supposed to be... she should be listening in and making notes, and instead she's... ogling plushies at Nintendo World. Oh, well.
Honestly.
Takes all sorts. But for now, I've been RJNGK.
I've been Blake Dreeko.
And this is Shaman's Harvest vs. Metallica. Thank you to Eric Minnesota. We'll see you
someday over the rainbow.
Someday over the rainbow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, with monsters and robots.
Yes.
And now I want to play Ishimi vs. the Robot.
No.
Flaming Lips. I should have played Flaming Lips. Damn it all!
Next time.
Oh, as a promise, next time I'll play Flaming Lips. Yeah. And we'll play Bad Days instead, because that's awesome. This is about hating your job and wanting everyone to just die. No, it's not. Well, actually, it is. But there's definitely no sex involved in that. Well, there's no sex in this, either.
Yeah.
Or is there? Hmm. No, there actually isn't. No.